you have made Paris, although made Paris and Nachmitzin for Chomet Gavur, we learn Shad of Lamed Vav, but made Paris is Chomet Nukshe. I'll explain to you what of Lamed Hamed Aleph, that made Paris is, if you're not over at Purim, Purim is not, but in Aveira it is, then presumably it's Chomet Nukshe. I. $100 in my mind, I'm going to say it's in a roll-off, so my answer was as follows. Depends upon the which Tana you're going. The Mount Logos, Rav Meir, Rav Yudah. Rav Meir says, is the Tana of Amish, Paris is Chomet Nukshe. I'm explaining what Aflam Ahamed Aleph, and that Paris is, if you're not over at Purim, Purim is not, but in Aveira it is, then presumably it's Chomet Nukshe. I. $100 in my mind, I'm going to say it's in a roll-off, healing. So it's Dio and Rashi. So my answer was as follows. Depends upon to which Tana you're going. The Mount Logos, Rav Meir, Rav Yudah. Rav Meir says, is the Tana of Amish, the Gemara. He holds that in the case of Amish, where it's inedible, it's called Chomets Nukshe. You get malt. So too in the case of the other circumstances of Tziur, etc., whatever seer means, Rav Meir would consider it to be inedible, and therefore there would be it would be a category of nukshe. Rav Meir says, "Oh, the nukshe is chayav malchus anyway." All right. That's Rav Meir's definition. Chametz nukshe is inedible food. Parshas inedible means nivtol me'akilas odom. Although we'll see soon that's a disputed point. Parshas. However, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda holds there is no malchus when it comes to Chomets Nukshe. So the Gemara interprets based on Nafsim Lamen and Kesem the Beis, and over here Nafsim Gimel, and the Sefta Menachos, and Kulin. There is no malchus. What do I mean there's no malchus? Because there's no malchus to indicate to us that Chomets Nukshe is not absolute Chomets. What is it? The Gemara has a shadow. Something to a burial. Is it doubtful? Maybe it's coming, maybe it's not. It's an unresolvable doubt. We cannot resolve it. It's doubtful forever. Or is it what we call a burial? It's a dependent category. These are Chomets Nomads, what we call no man's land. If that's the case, if it's a burial, so then nothing to do with Nifsal Ma'afila. It's a new category in terms of the continuum of how much chima to that. Nothing to do with what we call Nifsal Ma'afila. That would be Rabbi Yehuda Shita if you hold that it's buried. And then, of course, it's entirely possible to say that we don't paskin like about the category of buried at all. Maybe it doesn't exist. Maybe it does exist. That's the question how we paskin Mahalach. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the definition of the Chomets Nukshe is what? Incomplete chibas, even though it is edible. It's treated as Chomets Nukshe, the barrier or something. What are the two cases? The Gemara Tzur. There's another case, perhaps. What's that? Help me out. What's the other case? No. May Paris. May Paris is not actually from Chomets Gomer, but it can really call Chomets Nukshe. As a result, it should be avoided. However, more than Rav Meir, a different version of Chomets Nukshe, to have a complete leavening process, is Enero Al-Achila. That's the case of the Vav Mishnah. The big three. What are the big three? Zoma Shal Tabor, Vav Meilam Shal Tabor, and Makon Shal Sofrim. Those three considered to be the category of Chomets Nukshe. You know, the Chima is discovered because it's inedible. It's a completely different din. It has nothing to do with the Chorot first land with the Mishnah of Memchesim and Beis, when we're saying Akwad Rav Yehuda. Which is what? Which is edible, but it's not considered to be in the category of Chomets considered a barrier. But according to Rabbi Meir, and Amish goes according to Rabbi Meir, then we can argue that the Mishnah Mem Ches is exactly the same as the Mishnah Mem Beit. They're both coming against the word inedible. Both Tzir is inedible, because it's left Matan in Kwa Kapta Chomets, it's inedible. It's in between stages, inedible. And that's Rabbi Meir's opinion. And that's Amish's opinion. And Meir Peretz would not be considered Chomets Nukshe at all. May Paris would not be in that category. May Paris are very edible. So what would May Paris be? Something else, I don't know. What would be Chomets Nukshe? because it's edible. What about beria? Oh, you open beria, then it's considered to be chametz nukshe also. That's the Gemara back on that lamed hey. If you don't open beria, then it cannot be chametz nukshe because it's edible. Oh. This sounds like pie in the sky that nobody holds like me. It's possible it's the Shitas HaRambam. Because the Rambam seems to have completely omitted the category of beria. If you look up the Gemara in the Chulin and the Gemara in the Nachas, all those kashrus and kasharas that you see there, what do you do with seer when they pay us? God. No zecher for the Rambam at all. Nothing. Not even mentioned at all. Nothing. Not discussed at all. What about seer? That's the Rambam which I asked you to look at over here. Rambam says in Perikei Halacha, you give it up to some samata. A seer is no chiyuv toras, but it's also bachil. Now what kind of issue is that? The machlokas and the first Rambam. You have the new Rambams here? You have the, don't have it in?
No,
okay. If you don't mind. I want to show you the dispute in the first one, Rambam of Perikei. Thank you. The Thomas of Matzah. Aloha Yud Gimel is a dispute. Rambam's expression is as follows. He says, the kind of people punish the other Shalom to Tarosa, but raise it, also the Ochlo, the Enchayav and all of Korets. Okay? Also the Ochlo and Enchayav and all of Korets. What do you mean, also the Ochlo? It's also the Ochlo with the Horizna, or it's also the Ochlo with the Rabbana? Rabbi Menorah said, there is also the Ochlo, Pirish, and Ochlo and of the Korets, El Loke, the Osir Bahano. Rabbi Menorah to the Din Doraisa. A Din Doraisa. Others disagree. Say no. So would that be considered an Din Doraisa? Ain't a Loke. And there are others that go on the Amir also not loke. But the Ram didn't say loke. The Ram said also the Ochlom and Chayom and love Kores. So there are those who interpret the Ram to me, no! It's only Asim and the Rabbanon. It's Asim and the Rabbanon. Why is it Asim and the Rabbanon? We can say it's a unique Easter, which is limited to Tzir. Why is the Easter imposed when it comes to Seer? See, if you leave it a little bit longer, what's going to happen to it? Huh? It's going to become Chometz Gomer. I believe it's a Pnei Yehoshua, if I'm not mistaken. On our Daf Mem Gimel, who says according to the Rambam, it's there's no Malchus. It's only Asur Midrabbana. Get a Pnei Yehoshua. See it here in the room. Later on, man. Get a Pnei Yehoshua. Daf Mem Gimel Amar Aleph. The Tzlach, I think, disagrees. The Tzlach at the beginning of the... and our parent, I believe, holds that it's a Zoraisa. It's obviously an Rambam. According to mine, the thing would be only the Rabbanon. There's no category called Beria. So the Easter is only Midrabbanon. It's also Midrabbanon, it would be limited to Seer. Take May Peretz, for example. If you remember, it's good memory when we learned that Flamet Hay, it's a funny Rambam. Rambam's May Peretz by itself is never the Gemach with Heptagama, no matter how long you leave it in Pashtun. May Peretz in Mayim is what? It's Chayav Koros, but a Gevaldig Akash, the Gemara applies back in that Lamed Hey, and there exists a category of May Peretz, which is what? Ein Chayav and Olav Koros. And the expression Ein Chayav and Olav Koros implies that what? Isa Shani Losha B'yayin Hashem and Vashem Chayav and Olav Chimutza Koros. That impression implies what? There's no Koretz, but what? But it's Asur. Whereas the Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, in that same Perek Hey, earlier, in Halacha Beis, says, Im Lotzim in my Peretz Mulvad, Velo Shemayim, Velo Olamein Abom, Velo Chimutz, and it's Mutter Ba'achila. The Rambam may have changed his mind on this issue, but the way we have it written, it's Mutter Ba'achila. Het Tikomer. If you mix in water with the Rambam, then what happens? It's chametz. Chametz in pasuk means it's machmitzim into chayav koretz. What happens in between stage? You're not in the Gemara. And the Gemara suggests you're not lamed aleph, not kemat mafurish in the Gemara. There's an in between stage where it's asur, but it's really not considered to be in the category of Chayav Koris. What happened to that? What happened to it? What's the din? So perhaps we could suggest that the din doesn't exist. Doesn't exist! It doesn't exist. Adi Gemara said it doesn't exist. Ah! Could be according to Rabbi Yehuda it exists. Rabbi Yehuda is called barrier. So it exists, it's called barrier. Whereas according to Rambam passes, there's no such thing as barrier. Left it out in the Wisconsin, and might be Kavanah completely. All those sugars from the Nazis included. There's no such thing as barrier. But then what would the din be? That the din would be that if it's not considered comment, then it's considered to be matzah. There is no in-between stage. So if you have what others call comment snookshin, I'm called matzah. Egg matzah, it's matzah. It's not called comment snookshin. No matter how long you leave it, it's no problem. And similarly, siyu, Rambam would consider it to be the rice of matzah, and if yisur is the rabbonah, but if you leave it, it's going to become chomet. So instead of trying to eat it, you'll eat part and the rest will remain, and it's going to become chomet, and who knows what's going to happen. So the best way to do it is to burn it right away. See you start. It's with the rabbonah, that's what I'm assuming, shat and Rambam. I have to say one more thing, which is a big problem. The Rambam completely omitted our Mishnah. Chomet nuksha, the other kind of nuksha. The nuksha of what? Of Ein Roi L'Achila. How am I going to write these three examples of Zoman Shal, whatever it was called, Zoman Shal Tavoyim, Amelan Shal Tabochim, and Zoman Shal, look at the Anish, but nothing. Not found anywhere. So I was really, really befuddled, completely befuddled. How can I left that complaint? What's going on over here? They opened the safe, I haven't looked at all year. Maybe I should have. It's called Halacha Berura. Is that the right? That's Gemara? Put out, I think, but you have it? You may have it all year yet. I haven't looked at it once. Thank you very much. I told you, it's a great day, but I haven't had a chance to look at it, unfortunately.
Bay.
What? The bay is a lot. Oh, we didn't move from it for a long time. I just haven't looked inside. Who wrote it, by the way? Tell you who wrote it? The bay that was written by the Gedolei Yisrael Manish. It's written by Rabbanan? Okay, Pasha Rabbanan. So now, there's still now the Madrega of the ones that, wrote the one on, probably I know some of these people. That's the problem at my age. Like, yeah, I mean, they could buy. I'm not half the shot.
No, that was
the Gemara Shleima. This I got, I don't know how I got it. I have it in my house. I don't know. I have it in my house somehow or other. Don't know. Anyway. But the beautiful sentence, I look it up, he quoted an important source, I didn't know about it on my own. I don't know where anyone else quotes it, I guess, I don't know where to find it even. The source is no less than the Rambam's son. The Rambam's son, only has one son. The Birkas Avraham, Simcha Chafalim he quotes. The Birkas Avraham, Simcha Chafalim is quoted in Halacha Brura. Here, it's a page, Sadiqet, if you want to look it up towards the bottom. Peter's a Rambam. A Chomet Nukshin. A Rambam, Eino Maskim, and Mepurish, and Musuk Chomet Nukshin. Never found a Rambam. The Kostir of Avram and a Rambam, the Birkat Avram, Simon Chafal. Shor Rambam, Mephoret, Rakas, Azine, Makshur, and Chomet Nukshin. The Haini was Tuas, and Chomet Nikeres, Otto the Kaimo. Vim Ein, Tuas, and Chomet Nikeres, and Nipsido, Ein, who is the Bayuro. The Ein, who Kostir, and Zadina, Chloe, Chomet Nuksha, Mishpilim, quote, She'ein Anu Yodin Mahu B'Biyichud. She'ein Anu Yodin Mahu B'Biyichud. I'm not exactly sure what it is. How much would that mean? What do you mean you're not sure what it is? You all have to call him at the front. But what? I just don't know. I have to get the full text. I don't know what this, I don't know what to get hold of this. Birkas Avraham. I don't know. So they prove there's a big machlokas. How are you passing in our mission? And they bring riots back and forth, we'll have to discuss tomorrow, because we see further number in Perek Dalet, in the Chostama Tumata, where he discusses various things. And he writes as follows. The Godim Shekipsu also the Chel of Chita. The Chen Niyoros Tepdipku also the Chomet, for the Yotim is there, Mutu the Kaimim and Petra. And the Perek Dalet, the Lachi Yidal, in the Chostama Tumata. Why? Why? This is what they call in our Mishnah. Zolman shall taboyim, ve'amelan shall taboyim, ve'kolan shall sofrim. And he puts the question, Talachas ela lo tzuinu ve'ein mishpat. For good reason. Who wants to think we don't know what the connection is to our Mishnah? So much so, it's a big dispute. Is this our Mishnah or is it not our Mishnah? Is it our Mishnah that is passing against like Rabbi Meir, or is it not our Mishnah that is passing like Rabbi Meir? So the Magen Mishnah, this is not our Mishnah. The Magen Mishnah, don't make a mistake and think that the Rambam is quoting the Mishnah. Absolutely not. This is not our Mishnah. That's what the Magen Mishnah says. This is not the Mishnah. In the case of the Mishnah, I would hold that it's awesome. Here it's completely the difference in both a Tzura, Tachomet, or Medes. It's the complicated Rambam. We'll have to look inside Mr. Shem. You'll have to look yourselves in those few Rambams, Perek Dalet, which are quoted verbatim in the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Tovim and Beis. We'll have to discuss. It's unclear how the Rambam passes in this matter. Very unclear. The Magen Mishnah says one way and others say another way. It's really hard to be definitive, and it's, I don't know for sure. I just don't know. Very hard to say. The Rav, the Rabbeinu Manoah, for example, says Niyaris Elu should need dip to also become it. Hey, Kol Hashol Svarim Amus to the Mishnah. So the Rambam passes the Chumra like Rabbi Meir. You hear me? The Chumra like Rabbi Meir. I Elu Omrin. No, he says Elu Omrin like Rabbeinu Tam. But you don't have to get rid of it. You can't eat it. That's what Rabbeinu Manoah suggests. The Pashas. The problem with that, though, because the Rambam passes when it comes to Tairovah's comments, there is a Bayirah. And the Bayirah, and Tairovah's, the Nuksha mentions in the same breath, Elo Ovid should be the same Elo Ovid. That's a problem. That's a problem. The Magen Mishnah disagrees and says, no, that the Yorah Shadikos and Muhammad ain't on Elo Shadiskum and Mishnah Belosh Kol Shal Tov. Absolutely not. There will be also the Kaimo, who call them Shadikuba and Yorah. You have the glue itself, you can't keep it. Nuksha Be'ene. I'm a pastor of the Chumah by Nuksha Be'ene called the Magen Mishnah. But he's told by after you put it on the paper, then it's based upon the Sukkah later on that man, hey, it's like Arabish and Nusra and Sofa Oros, and something in Turas of Chavetz Omedes, a different shot. It doesn't say there. The Magen Mishnah sounds right to me. But then the question becomes, and he quotes the Rabbi Noah Roman Aramis says that way. So I mean, after all, he should know what his father said. Like the Magen Mishnah against Rabbi Noah Manoah. But the question becomes, why did the Rambam say the favorite somewhere that Chometz Nuksha of any type is Aser Be'ene? He only quotes Seir. It's Aser Le'Ofo Be'ene, which we are not going to the Rabbana of the right. But these three Chometz Nukshas that we call Bali Umniyos of the artisans, the three different types, is not found explicitly anywhere in the Rambam recorded the Magen Mishnah by implication. Why did the Rambam cite a Mishnah only by implication? That's the question. Yes. This is the issue which is found over here in the beautiful saying of our local brewer. And now at the end of the year, I've never really looked at it. It's a beautiful saying. Okay, maybe I'll look at it some more. I don't know if it's around. Okay, so it's about Machlokas that the Rambam learned. Big Machlokas. Perek Dalet Halacha Yud Aleph. Perek Hei Halacha Yud Gimel is another tremendous Machlokas. The right of the Rabbanan, as far as the eating Chometz Nuksha. Mine the Tia is that the eater is an Easter of the Rabbanan, my Seer. And mine the Tia is the father of the Rabbanan's son. It says that he's in effect Machmer in our Mishnah. And he learns that Chometz Nuksha is okay, the category of any royal Achila. He denied the barrier. The Machlokas of Yudah and Meir. He tells us that there's no such thing as a barrier against Rabbi Yudah. But he feels apparently, if the Rabbeinu Avraham is right, that these things would be usur, and presumably maybe even be usur not only to eat it, but even to have it in the house. Why? Because of the bearish, or by implication, by saying that if Poland shows if it's nidbuku on the oros, then it can keep it in the house. Implying that if not, you can't keep it in the house. Anybody guess why did you write it? Explicitly? We'll see those references from tomorrow. Okay. This Indian of two types of nuksha is a source of some contention. You know, the machlokas had a patkin in this machlokas at Tanoim. We should really see the rush, the first machlokas I gave you to see the kitta nimrat of Hadash Shalom. Remember, there are two mishnayos. There's the Mishnah and Beis and Aleph, and the Mishnah and Chesed and Beis. Remember that. Stam Mishnah and Beis and Aleph, Eile or from the Pesach, and Chomet Nukshe, you are over. Stam Mishnah and Beis and Aleph. That's an interesting base of an hour. Mem chesem et beis. Mem chesem et beis. There, the mission seems to be more makel. Chacham zeh v'zeh would be ha'ochel chayav korot, because it's considered chavos gomer. If it's considered seer, the seer you serve ba'ochel potter. Pashto shad of potter doesn't mean not only potter be korot, must be minimally, but it also means potter from what? From malchus for pashtus. So there is no malchus. There seems to be a machlokas. Amish, there is malchus for chametz nukshe. And the Mishnah Memchese, there is malchus for chametz nukshe. How do you get around that? So that's what the Rosh and the Rif and the Ramban and the Raivan and the Balboa are all fighting about. Let's start with the Rosh of the first thought. Simon Aleph. Simon Aleph. Okay? We pass him there for what? Lakula. So he says, they rush the very end of Simon Aleph. He says, the Alpha God, the Rabbi Alpha, is puzzled about Simon Yud. Rabbi Meir, to the time of the Masnith, the time of the Milk, the Masnith, the Lush, the Chachamim, the Chomak of the Hall, the Omer of Meir, the Bright, the Lokal, the Seer, the Shank, Bolach Rabbi Yud, we pass like a Meir to the definition of what's called Seer. But when, as far as whether you get malchus or not, we don't pass like a b'meir. Why are you passing a b'meir? I'm a ochlo potter. Came in the lotani, hard young meir, I'm a b'meir, the local, but I'm a chacham in the matnitin. Okay, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, I love Rabbi Yehuda. We stop at the hof, Rabbi Stam, I'm a chach machlokes. Then you're in chomet nukshe. You can't call a mishnah stam mishnah, it's a machlokes in the subsequent mishnah. Because gam in a ruva, I'm a chashivik stam, I'm a zutfarat of Abba, I'm a chachom, I'm a chachom. And the Rabbi Riff says that our Mishnah cannot be viewed as a Stam Mishnah with respect to Nukshe. It can't even be viewed as a Stam Mishnah. With respect to Tarovitzam. It doesn't work. It's not considered a Stam Mishnah at all. Thank you very much. And others disagree and say no. With respect to Nukshe, it's not a Stam Mishnah. Like a Tarobus it is, we're not discussing Tarobus here, we're still holding by Nukshe. This Kitter of the Rush is elaborated upon somewhat by the Rav, I guess you see, in the beginning of the parrot. And the Rav is really taken from the Ramban and the other sources. Okay. So here, the first one on the first word. After saying that we don't pass, we pass the kula by Taruba, he says, the kolshkein, the kaimel and the nukshe be'enei below klum. What's below klum? Is he going to eat it? No one's going to really eat it. Not that we found anyway. But we suggested a possible key of the right fear, but no one's really going to eat it. It's also at least for the Rabbanim. So Mukha bin Gemara, the Nukshe bin Eik, killed him in Chomet on the Gomer in Eitaru, it's Machlok as Samarorim, as a matter of fact, when he passes the Kula Nas. Umiyu go Chomet Zogon Gomer in Eitaru, so this battle is considered the Raisa, the Chati Shio bin Atar, as far as Aber nuchte beinei. Kevin, the last fool, lav, lo mitzim in the right to cloud, the meheche teisi. Where should it be washed to be in the right to? Aber mit Rabbonon mi also, the fair show us mit Rabbonon. Period. I mentioned to you, Rabbotai, last week, about a remarkable possibility to make an awesome in the right to. I meheche teisi, there's no lav. I told you tomorrow that it's also because of the Easter Asay of Shiva Sam Tochum Matzah. Once something is grain, and it has to be eaten in a matzah form, not in a in-between barrier form, according to those who open barrier. Guess who I found it in Rechidusha of Mekiva Egen, on Al-Adam, because I'm our first Maramukh. He explained it beautifully, not the Baratzah, but Mekiva Egen says that you have chometz nuksha, a barrier, it's neither here nor there. It's neither chometz nor matzah. There's no malchus on it, but it'll be eaten in the rice of Easter Esther. Because it's called matzah, but if you eat anything else but matzah, I don't mean potatoes. But matzah, it's a mixture of flour and water, then even though it's not chometz, it's only a berry, it's also in a Torah, which Rabbi Kivega says. Rabbi Kivega says, others say so as well. But Rabbi Kivega now is outside of the fish. Now, right, back into the rice. If you came up, hey, Idachin and some of the Matzisim, Shemachlegas, the Rabbana, eat the rice, and what about the Halakhis Tavishnah? Yeshloma, the high stomach, the stomach, the stomach. So, Stosam, the Tana, stomach, Achwina, the Pirkin, the Fem Chesam, the base. He doesn't call it Stamach Kach Machlo, but he goes even beyond that. So it's conflicting Mishnah, because in the next Mishnah, the Chacham is against the implication of this Mishnah. Tzir Yisarach Ochla Pata Alma the Nukshu Be'enei B'lo Klum. Pata means Pata. The Tzir Nukshu, in the book of the Gemara. Vai Stama Odim Tvei the Basru. Uvachodim Asach Liyesh Tein Al Mishnah. The last one wins. That's what he says. That's what he says, that's the riff. That's the riff, and it's the Ramban. Against the Balamor. The Balamor says, Stamish, the same as Nukshu Bene, the Chomet's gone, is Gazora. And that's what the Balamor says, the Machlokota. Ha, we shown him out of past. What's the shout of the Balamor? Did the Balamor realize that Stam, Yachakah, Machlokis? What's going on to the Ramban? Explain what the Balamor wanted. Why the Balamor didn't accept this piece of logic which the Rush is why which the Ran states explicitly. Why did the Balamor like that? Why did the Balamor like that? Oh, thank you. What brought this with this logic that the Ramban has? So the Ramban understands the Balamor. He says the Balamor held as follows. Held that since there's a Star Mishnah like Rab Meir, as far as the gather of Tzir, the Pasek HaChomim, and with respect to the definition of Tzir, that's the equivalent of a Stam Mishnah, HaChomim, even with respect to the Pasek of Rabbi Meir. Not only is there no conflict between two Stam Mishnahs, but on the contrary, the second one of the Stam Mishnah not only is not against us, even for us, when the Balamor understood. And the Rosh and the Rambam say not that way. Star Mishnah was like Rabbi Meir in respect to how you define Chomet Nukshah. That's probably out of the board last week. But it's an halacha of what is the din of Chomet Nukshah, where the our Mishnah says that there is malchus and there is a daraisa. The Mishnah nemchaz applies no below klum pasuk. And if we pass like that against our Mishnah, it makes respect in that regard. That's the Ramban and the Rosh against the Balamor. Again, in the Rambam, the Rambam is very unclear. The Rambam is unclear, as we said before. It's very unclear to figure out from the Rambam what's happening over here. Very hard to understand. But one thing is very important. All the Rishonim will discuss how to pass to the Shadah based on our mission and the next Mishnah. All seem to be assuming that our mission and the next mission is the same Indian. Well, we said before, it's very minimal. See, she's a thrasher, that it's the Rambam, that it's all one thing. The one that is ain't a chomet gum. And it's in our mission, not a question of whether it's edible or not edible, that's irrelevant. But it has complete chimah to that. That's a Rabbi Rashi. Within Rashi, that we said it's straight in within the chomet gum. One is inedible, that's our Mishnah. And one is what we call barrier in the next Mishnah. Kval. So then how come there's a discussion over here with Stamach Kachmachloik? It's conflicting stomach. What's going on? There's two different animals completely. So that's why it bothered me very much that question. So I realized what's going on. The issue is whether we pass like Rabbi Meir. We explained on Thursday, the court of Rabbi Meir attack only one Indian of Rashi. Rashi agrees to that. What's the one inyan? Inedible chametz. There is no barrier called every name. And seer can go either way. Seer is an incomplete chametz, but Rashi explains a few times that the star and seer is inedible. And the incomplete chametz is just a background for why it is inedible. So that's the question. If the Mishnah Memchesem and Beis could be a Mishnah which agrees with our Mishnah, which disagrees with our Mishnah, if it's discussing the perspective of it being inedible. So the Rabbi Yehuda introduced the concept of the barriers, which would have nothing to do with the Mishnah Memchesem and Aleph. But that's why those who claim that the Mishnah Memchesem is either like our Mishnah or against it, are working with the assumption of Rashi, that the Fi Rabbi Meir, the definition of Nukshah is inedible. Definition is inedible. He asked us for mayor, she said, we want to know, is the Sam Mishnah going to be mayor? That's the whole discussion we're going to be showing. Is there a Sam Mishnah going to be mayor? So we have to analyze the Mishnah from Rabbi Meir's perspective. From Rabbi Meir's perspective, the whole question is it edible or inedible? So it's good, the discussion of all the Rishonim with the Sam, Rav Kaf Machloek, that's a two Sam or one Sam, all fits in very beautifully. Because we said, even if you see this Rashi, because according to Rashi, if you're Rabbi Meir, it's a question of is edible or not. Everything is beautiful. The problem is only that not everybody agrees with my analysis. What can I do? And one of the reasons they don't agree with me is because of the next round. What can I do? Why? The Pichot Nirin, the round of Pichot. The Elo over and Elo is barren Thomas. My focus rational in the time, as we know. You have to get rid of it. Right. There's three sheets on both sides. You can nail it over. One is you don't have to get rid of it all. Rabbeinu Tam. Just get it off the table. Don't eat it. Just keep it in your house. Then it's Rashi holds it by your own by your mother. And if the Ran says no, it's barren. Even though it's not by your own by your mother, since the Ran here, the Ran from the field. With the Ran, no problem. And then you can be the Rabbana, the two gears from the side. Present with the Ran, the side with the Rabbana. Meal, Tzrich, and beer. Why? Lomi boy, the time of the Masnitz, the Spear laid down for Yael Mansorah. The Rabbanis requires beer from its Nukshe. And I feel the man of my Nukshe bein Elo Klum, it's only the Rabbanon. Came in the Yisur, the Rabbanon, the Yidin, you don't eat it. Sorah is beer. And the proof is Seer Yisorah. Seer is Nukshe bein Elo. And you have to burn it. Doesn't mean it's by your own, by your must say. You have to burn it. If you would not divert it, you can save it as it's the left of Yosef and use it then. If you claim that although Chometz Nukshe is a problem on Yosef, it's not a problem after Yosef. It's also in Chometz Shaul of a Pesach by Chometz Nukshe, he says, the Rav. What's the final reason, bottom line? El Tzrichu, Levoyer, Hakol, Afilu Nukshe, this is the last part of the Rav. Dilma, Osil, Mechol, Minei. Also, because you may come to eat it. If you have it, if you didn't burn it, that's what they have to pay for. Fine. That's what Iran is. But what do you see from Iran? Dilma also the mechel mine. Now, what's the Iran going on? Chometz Nukshe. It's not going on all kinds of Chometz Nukshe. So the Bogan Avraham says, wait a minute. If Chometz Nukshe is any royal achila, which is where we understood, what do you mean Dilma also the mechel mine? You're going to eat something which is not edible. I mean, it can happen. We should make a zero and say you must get rid of the chametz that you may come to eat it if it's inedible. That's the problem. So there would have been another school of thought completely against me, absolutely completely against me, which says that when Rashi uses the phrase ein or royal achila, don't take it literally. Yeah.
No.
Well, I'm discussing the Mishnah. Really about Rashi. What's chat in the Mishnah? Why? What's the definition of Chometz Nukshe? You're right, you said it'll be Rashi. True. Oh, so what Meir is suggesting is that, listen, don't get excited about the Ran as being against Rav Shah. The Ran Shah is the Ran Shah, the Rav Shah is the Rav Shah, the Rav Shah is the Rav Shah, as we recently read. That the Ran is going with the Mahalach that is considered Royal Achila. It looks like for some other reason, maybe like Rabbeinu Hananel, right? It's an incomplete chibur, right? And the Rabbi Rashi, then it will achil at all. And it was, and I, then it will achil at all. So why is Rashi and Ela over it? You have to get rid of it for a different reason. The Chabad Yerol by Yemote. Different thought. Not Shem Yavol Yom. That's your suggestion. Very good. Yes.
Oh yeah.
Where are you reading? Still answer with Mayor answers. The Rad is saying what he said, and saying about the Achila with the whole bit according to the Tana of Mishnah, which is Rabbi Meir. But the problem becomes that he's in the end, he's also playing on Mishnah. Elu Ovin, Elu Ovin is Rabbi Meir. So why does he say this Balyaro? No Balyaro, but the phrase is going to come to you. If the Rad said the way, let's talk halacha, fine. But if he seems to be saying a shot of the Mishnah, now we're going to be stuck. Because the Einar Rala Chilam in Eubay, he also says, Shem Yavu Li'Ochlo. Shem Yavu Li'Ochlo. Zim Hansel Amechim in Eubay, Einar Rala Chilam. That's a bit of a delta. Yes? Where does the Dilma go on? You mean Nukshin has no chance in the world than even? That's a hard effort. I have to read it with a sharp knife. The Sakina Harifa. Say, the low flug rabbana of the chomet, and the drichel of arako, parentheses, I feel the Nukshin and parentheses, Dilma to the Nechlam in there. Because he's not going to eat the Nukshin. No, I don't go for good. Even though if I regular chomet, I eat it with a chai of currants. So therefore, I have to get rid of it. If I eat Nukshin, there's no key of currants. That's what I thought the pshat was. But you're going to eat it. That's the rabbi they bring a rabbi from the Ran. That's the rabbi of the Mogad Avram. So the Mogad Avram is in the top of the base of Kod Nalav says, Sarach Loma Dal Kol Ponem Roy Ksas Lachilo Midikotiv Aran De Gazvin and De Mahotel Lamecho Minei. End quote. End quote. Rek the safe at Dvar Shmuel. What's going on? If it's Roy Ktas, Havik Koli Sturm Shabbatorah, the Achi Postle the Gami Meachilas Adam. What's going on over here? What's happening? That's the Kasha. Chomet is more cow than other Yisurim. Other Yisurim, if you take Nevela, and it doesn't taste so great, but it's still raw, Achilas Adam, Mechayim Malchus on it. And Chomet is more cow than other Yisurim. If, another way I learn, Eina Royal Achilas, literally, it's Eina Royal Achilas Adam, so by all these Yisurim, Shema Torah, Tetra Gomor, as we learned that Memdal and Nevela really care, so we understand very well. But if you learn that ain't a rod achila means it's not perfectly edible, but still it's somewhat edible to a human being, it's just a little bit of bedoka. So then by an Easter of kale that I say doesn't mean that Torah would and the chometz is more cow. That's the kasha. What's going on over here? That's a very serious question. Same as Devar Shmuel, that's the kasha. Yeah, that's a kash. Sure. We're actually saying ain't a royal achilas. I put the chat on Thursday, it's literally ain't a royal achilas of. That same level of ain't a royal by Shtar Macholas Asurah through the Hetzagon of Gedaraisa. Hetzagon. By Chomet, it's a special pasuk. We saw the pasuk. Kol Machmetes, either Kol or Machmetes, some pasuk or other, which is Mar Benukshe. One day we made it, one time of our mission. And I thought, what do you mean it's Mar Benukshe? I mean, even though Nuksha would have been mutter for any other reason of Torah, but this is chometz, it's a special pasuk, that's why it's awesome. That's why I read the Rashi, the pshuta. Now comes along the Mogen Avraham, so it can't be pshat, based on this Ran. So the Ran is afraid, Shami Yavo Lioklo. He doesn't know, like Meir says, a low plug, even though this particular thing you're not going to eat. That's not the reading, that's the way people read that Ran. So there must be at least Rod Ochlo Bedoka. Once it's rolled off of a dog, and then the Rav Shmuel's question is gewaldic, so then by the chaleb of the chayim of the raisa. So why by chometz is it machloikas about it, something it's mutter, and you can post the asterisk? A post the asterisk should be all of the assumed we had to gomer, I mean, they rolled off the posh. That's all I think, Shabbat. Either Ron says, Shem Yavu Lyoklo. I don't know. I don't know what to make of it. Either the guy, somebody needs so much, they rolled off the posh. I don't know what to make of it. I don't know. I don't know how to answer the question. I don't know. I'm not sure. Go to another source which I believe he quotes over here in the Sefer Dvar Shmuel, that it's the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish also is not so excited about this Ein Aroel Achila Lagamri. He doesn't like it. He also seems to indicate that Ein Aroel Achila doesn't mean it's completely Nifta. He says, he quotes the Prima Gana, which is what we said last time. Quote the Rashi, Rav Meir. Kolon as chometz gomer, kolon shal sofer, elach ena roa l'achila. And even though kol yisurin shem v'torah nisum echila tatam is pokeh, he's through a memdala and based on the Rashi, kanish viva miyuchad. So quote the Mogan Avraham, he says it's shver, we don't know. I don't have a good answer yet. You want to have an answer? I don't know. I'll call upon him in any event, this comes nuksha, whether it's Osram and Atar, or whether Rabban, which is the Machlokas, or Rishonis, we pass like a mayor of our mission or not. It's Osram anyway, at least with the Rabban. How do you know? You're sorry. You want to be Dolcha the Raya, maybe it's only you serve in that special case because it's going to come to Chibut Gomer, but most possible don't say that. I didn't see any possible say that way. It should be Hetzer Gomer to eat. Well, I didn't see it. I know from Hetzer Gomer. I didn't see anybody. As a matter of fact, as I said earlier, Chav Gimel Amid Beis, just quoted by the Poskim, which is Faker, turn to Chav Gimel Amid Beis, please. I don't know if you ever saw this famous Sugya of Chizkiah Rabbi Avo. Sugya spanned two full blocks, literally. Two full dapin. Whenever it's in the Torah, lo yoko, lo soko, does it mean Yisra Hano or not? But after the two full blocks, every single time they brought a rider, they refuted the proof. But after literally two whole blocks, there's no difference. My Ben Ayah. First one on the line. Michti. Ben Lamar, Asurin Bahanon, all these cases. My Benayu. What's the difference? to be no distinction whatsoever. It all boils down to exactly the same thing. So what's the difference between the two cases? What's the whole pilpul? In fact, Tyson, what do you mean, my benayim? Tamil Rajbo. Told my benayim. Leim adigi benayim, chomets nukshe. The chomets doron goma de tarubis. To my bina beresh, el over that mem gimel, ni komach metas lo so chelu. To the cheski mutter bahano. Rabbi Abba, komachem shenemel lo so chelu, mashma iser hano. I quote the Chizki, what about Chometz Gomer? Why is Chometz Gomer? I said, no, what's the positive of Chometz Gomer? No, what does it say there? Who knows the Suki? What does it say there? Lo, v'lo, what? V'lo ye ochel chameit. And Rabbi Chizki agrees to be a bow and lo ye ochel in Yisrano. Lo ye ochel osochel osochel, they dispute. But when it comes to Chometz, I quote the Chizki, what about Chometz Gomer? Why is Chometz Gomer? I said, no, what's the positive of Chometz Gomer? No, what does it say there? Who knows the Suki? What does it say there? Lo, v'lo, what? Lo ye ochel chameit, and Rabbi Chizki agrees to be a bow and lo ye ochel in Yisrano. Lo ye ochel osochel osochel, they dispute. But when it comes to chametz nukshe, it doesn't say lo ye ochel chametz nukshe. Machmet is lo ye ochel. Never says that. Lo sochel is a machlok. The chitaim came in the marbina le lachila. Who didn't hano? You mean that? Well, lo chametz is the same. Can't be. It can't chorus nami lechayim. No one says chametz nukshe is chayim chorus. So the male of Chometz Nukshe is a separate category. If it's a separate category, the question becomes, Gaval, a separate category, so then it's a Machlokas Chizkei Ve'Avo. Whether this is Malchus, I don't know, or not, or when I know, or not. It says, Lo Tzokho, Lo Tzokho. It doesn't say, Lo Yeyocheo. That's first kash, they give no terrors. But I'll call upon you, if you clear, because they assume that Chometz Nukshe is also Ba'ano. With a Dorais, the Madama, the Dorais, the Rabbana, the Madama, the Rabbana. But it's certainly going to be awesome. That's what everyone seems to assume. Only one of those questions is me. Is it right? Serious? Sorry, but I said maybe it could be refuted. But otherwise, they assume I have to prove positive. It's also bad, no. Fine. What's on the topic of Chometz Nukshe? In terms of the character and the nature of it, there's another question, two other questions about the fundamental, basic nature of Chometz Nukshe. And it's very important to understand these things. What about Erev Pesach? It's Chometz Nukshe Oser and Pesach. Now we discussed this by Arichas Gedola. The Northern Beauty thinks it should be no. Egmat. Wants to be mad Egmatis until Pesach. They have until Pesach. Mama, she wants to be mad really. Mika right there. You can check it out at the end. It'll not be Chatzos. What's the var? Because Kol Machmet is also Chel. It's only by Pesach. And it's there on Pesach. There on Pesach. So there should be no problem. It's a different, separate category. Others disagree. They know I'm a kaddish b'chitiku d'naisa afila b'shoa shishis z'neinu m'kudeshes. Back on Dav Zayin, b'chitiku that they say is chametz nukshe. He chametz nukshe is also even Erev Pesach, even in shoa shishis, even shoa chamishis, some say. Incidentally, I saw a letter in the newest Journal of Halacha and Contemporary Society about this topic. Apparently Rabbi Cohen, for months, he wrote a whole treatise in which he permitted the use of egmats at Erev Pesach. Somebody wrote him a letter back. What are you, crazy? Egmont and Arapesa. I was like, yeah, it's all the pots. How can you do it? Huh? Against Rav Moshe. The person wrote it against Rav Moshe. How can you do it? So the Rabbi called back. Yes, it's against Rav Moshe. It's true. It's against Rav Moshe. It's against the Maril. Much more than Rav Moshe. But we follow the Mekilim. Or HaShulchan and others who are Rabbi Yehuda, who are more Mek. All right. I don't know if we would say. It depends how you look at things. I think the first one, the letter is right. But, I'm just saying that letters, change of letters existed in the back of the Lewis edition. Very nice exchange of letters. Fine. Thanks him for his. I didn't seem right nasty ones, but Derek Harris is the way it's supposed to be. Thank you for your letter. It's an important point. And even though I think we could be making it this way, but you're right. You set the record straight. Fine. Good. Okay. The way it should be. The darker shall talk. Okay. So the Chometz Nukshe and Erev Pesach is a big dispute. Big time dispute. As we saw, some say it's Aser Midoraisa, according to those old Nukshe Zoraisa. Some say it's Aser Midorabonon, according to those who say Nukshe Zoraisa. Some say it's Nukshe Zorabonon and Pesach, this is also Nukshe Midorabonon. Some say that Nukshe should be Mutter Erev Pesach, Mikir Adin, whether Nukshe Zoraisa or Dorabonon. And some say Mutter of Nuksha is the Rabbana, because it's the Gzeir of the Gzeir. Every permutation and combination exists within the post. And so we don't know how we pass by Nuksha Bechlal. The Mechaber follows the Rambam, never quotes Chumash Nuksha directly. Unbelievable. Rambam left out the whole category. You won't find Chumash Nuksha in the Rambam. As his son said, you just won't find it. You'll find Seer Aser of the Rabbana. But then there's a question, what does it mean? The Rabbana and the Raisim, Aflaikas, who and who? Rabbeinu Manoach and the Pnei Yehoshua, I think it was, right? Is that what I quoted before? Pnei Yehoshua. No. What do you call the Rambam? One minute. Yeah. The Pnei Yehoshua is the Ramasal Mantana. Close to arrive it. Where's the Rambam? I must be missing it. Don't see it right now. Supposed to be here. Oh, another Mantana. Oh, excuse me. Two Mantanas. Oh. Mitzel amar biloshen Rambam. Bahad and Milsa Gufa Jakasa the Seer Shaksifu Panav are the Osala Aklov and Bokoris. Umi the Hishmit Din Amalkus Alma the Lek of Malkus. The Postigastam Astis in the Seer Yisora for Oklo Potur. Offer the Pnei Yehoshua. And the Kona Rambam's Potter is only with the Rabbanon. And Rabbeinu Manoach read you before on the spot that is also with the Raisa. This isn't even Malkus, Potter Mikoris. Is that what he said? Or maybe put them in mouth. Whatever it is, if it's not them in the rice. The machlokes in that Rambam too. Narabos. One more fundamental question, I guess in a way the most fundamental. Is there value or on Chometz Nuksha? That's the real litmus test. Is Chometz Nuksha Chometz or the not Chometz? Is there or is there not? So on the Mishnah of Ela Orban, Rashi says, Ve'ela Orban Ve'Value Roar. Question is though, according to whom is that true? One can make the following analysis. Sure, it's true. According to Rabbi Meir understands Chometz Nuksha to mean what? To mean what? Chometz Gomer, but it's Nifsa Me'achila. It's not edible. So if it's inedible Chometz, so because it's inedible, there's no Chi of Koritz. But Lokas are a boy, my Mishnah. That means it's really chametz. This is a pasuk since it's inedible. And in Shari's Surah Torah, we had the gomer. Comes along the din of chametz and says that even though it's inedible, nevertheless, usher midoraisa with malchus, that's called chametz nuksha. Maybe we understand automatically. What's the jockey for position? You know, it started off with chorus, it's chametz gomer. Then it went down to zero, because nifsal mechilas adam. It's not with the gear. Then it went up, it's like a pendulum. Goes in one of two sides with Karak. Then it goes down to zero because they nifsa mechila. Then Kol Machmet brings it back to the middle. Yechayim, it's also you get Malchus. So once it brings it back to that point of getting Malchus, the Rashi says, oh, you get Malchus, the Pasha is by Obayim Matzei. It's Chometz. It's Chometz Gomel. The only thing is, it's inedible. So it should have been Karak. Then it went down to zero and the pendulum swings to the middle. It gets Malchus because there at the custom of Kol Machmet. But it really is Chometz. It really is Chometz because of Shitas Rashi. Therefore, what Rabbo said, what happens is by Rabbi Yamate. However, what about according to the Mandamahos of Chometz Nukshas Bar Yehu? May Peres, quoted as a seer, then perhaps Rashi would concede, that's my Kiddush, I don't see it's preferish in print, then maybe Rashi would concede that there is no by Rabbi Yamate. Because it's not Chometz Gomer, it's Beria. So the Rabbi Kivegas and Beria, these are Chometz no matter.
So you can't eat it because the shiva is a matzah chelev, but they keep it in the house. Well, that's what they say that the shiva yabal liyachlo. All right, that's a different consideration. But if it's a ikir, I didn't. If I owe by a matzah, was suggesting that no, Rashi only said it's going to be mayor. But according to Yehuda, there would be no bayu el bayu matzah. That's what I'm saying. This is how I keep repeating myself. Laniga's diet is a fundamental machlokas tanoia. What is chametz nukshe? Could be it's a barrier, and the whole thing of Paris goes according to him, ain't above chorus, but it's also without chorus. That's according to, even though it's edible, that's according to Yehuda, it's called a barrier like seer, the clam Yehuda, the sugi is in the chulun chav gimel. And according to Yehuda, if you're actually, no, it's simply it's inedible. There is a custom. Laniga's diet means it's completely inedible. Either Ryan's and Shemi Yabal, they all flow. You'd like mass, and maybe the Ryan argues on Rashi, or maybe the Ryan means in general to have a level, or maybe the guys would eat an inedible thing. It's possible. I don't know. I'm not trying to get out of that Mogan Avram's right. I don't know. But if the Mogan Avram is right, and the Chazanish keeps his support, then I'm really in trouble. Then the question becomes, so then why should we say that there's no curries? Why not curries? After all, it's edible. And then the other incident would be curries. So it's royal, a little bit dokak. So what? It's be chelev, it's be curries. So why should the chavis be more kal than chelev? That's the kasha which they ask again. The Rashi is the kasha against the Mogan Avraham. I'm not sure what the answer is. I'm looking at the Chazon Ish. It's a long discussion. Blin Erev, we'll try to give you an answer about that tomorrow. Blin Erev. Okay. Any questions so far? So we have to look at all those Mogan Avraham. But now I want to see some more Gemara. We signed the whole flat tomorrow. We never really learned it. How far did we get? Chav, Gimel, and Beis, correct?
No,
Mem, Gimel, and Beis, I'm sorry. How far did we get? Halfway down? Maskip, Lor, Avnosin, but this parenthesis is. Maskip, Lor, Avnosin, Avuah, Der, Avuna, Bered, Der, Avnosin. All right, now we're up to? So there we learned, correct? Quite sure. V'chol heicha, the koi, ba'ochlin, lomar, ba'necholin. V'otanya, we read this already? Question. Vatanya kichol ochel chelif min abehema sheyakriv. Any of the chelif tmimin shiroli korek. Chelif balimumin minayin. Tamaloma bin abehema. Chelif chul is not even a korban at all. Minayin. Tamaloma kichol. Vahocha the koi vahochel the kormar bene cholin. You know, so kichol ochel chelif comes to include different kinds of chelif. The object, not the person. Asking what obvious terms. Hoch, the lack of ochlin is not shaykh, they include ochlin. Marben echolin. Hoch, because ochlin, what women are concerned, lo shavik lu ochlin, marben echolin. Fun! This is an easy piece of gemara. Now comes the hard stuff. I mean, coming up soon. Rabbona de let lu erev, kol lo darshi, yel anoshe min olu. What is kol lo darshi? Ki kol darshi? Fun. Ki kol comes to include women. Rabbelezer, emo. Call the rabbis is hanoshim. Ki call the rabbis is eruvo. Derive both. One from call and one from what? One from ki call. One from ki call. Chiteima ki call. Rabbi Leza lo dorish. No. Vatanya. Here it gets tricky. Soor bal taktiru. What does that mean? It's an iser of offering. Chometz, sor, on the Mizbech and Beis HaMikdash. Any other kulo? Miktsaso minayin tamaloma kol. Even though only part of it is sor, is chometz, it's still prohibited to put it on the Mizbech. Rashi says, Miktsaso schatzi zayis. Sheino hekter sholem dein, aptor pusim mikazayis. He had his words. Even half a kazayis. Fine. Kol. Eruvo minayin. So Rashi explained the Ruvim Minayin, She'enu Be'en, El Mu'ur, V'nivel, and Mincha, Ogena, Shul Matzis, La'achar, She'pitis, on the Enu Be'en. So that's what we call Taruvah's Chometz, what's his name? Tamaloma, you know? Kiko! So what do you see? What do you see? Is it often a Braisa, which derives Kiko? Man, Shabbat, say the Dorish, Korah, Belezer, V'kod Dorish, Kiko! So the Rabbi Lezer calls also Kiko, yes, over, yes, they also Kiko, what's my answer? Akash, no terrors. I got stuck in a little bit in the rush, but they give a rule in the Gemara. Tiyufta, they're going to say, Tiyufta means checkmate. Oh. kasha, as they say in Yiddish, from a kasha shtatmanish. From a kasha you don't die, there's a teretz in the kasha. What do we don't know the teretz? You'll find that we've shown and will always attempt to give a teretz when the Gemara says kasha. If you look at Masechta the Brachos, the famous example of it, he only gives a teretz in the Gemara's kasha. Why had no teretz? Because the Gemara said kasha, but there's a teretz somewhere. You figure it out on your own. So there's a teretz here too, we're not exactly sure what it is. This really concludes the sugya of the initial part of the sugya. Now comes the Indian, which relates very much, very intimately, to the issue of Nukshe. That's the sugya of Karuvas Chametz. But instead of looking inside, let me give you an overview, which is the remaining few minutes, of Karuvas Chametz, and then we'll, after we try to finish Nukshe, maybe tomorrow, I don't know, we're going to finish it, we'll try, then we'll learn the inside of the sugya of Karuvas Chametz. Rabotai, we already know about Karuvas Chametz. Not that we're such a good early oiler. We learned the second parak. And the second parak, on the of Tes Lamin, the whole thing about the Rubens Chametz in passing. Remember that bottle of Bishishim? You remember that bottle of Barov? So let's just review the different kinds of Tarubas Chametz. If the majority is Chametz, it's not called Tarubas Chametz. It's called Chametz Ben. 51% Chametz, it's not called that. That's Chametz Ben. 49% Chametz, that's called Tarubas already. The two kinds of we know that we're just going on the basis now. There's min b'mino and min b'she'eno mino. Min b'mino is a machlokas out of paskin. According to the way Rashi paskin, min b'mino is b'mashu. That's worse. According to the way Rove, paskin, paskin, when the Shulchan Aruch was built in Yerodea, and even in our Chaim and Chas Chometz, we paskin and min b'mino is the Doraisa is Batel Baro. Rabbanan asked the b'shishim, zeir mino ato she'eno mino. Where does shishim come from? Shishim gives a tam. What's that expression called? Tam what? Ki'ikar. Is Tam Ki'ikar Doraisa or not? Big pun machlokas are Rishonim. Major. And here's the sugars right over there. It's also a pool. It's also a Vodazara. But one of the major sugars is right over here. We'll have to discuss it by Rikas. The machlokas, fundamental machlokas is Tam Ki'ikar Doraisa or is Tam Ki'ikar not Doraisa? If Tam Ki'ikar Doraisa, it's subdivided into two cases. One of them is a kedayis b'chdei, what? Achila prat. Well, it's not. We discussed in the second part. We came up with the rat. Is we have to analyze from a number of perspectives all these cases. The case where there is kedayis b'chdei, achila prat, and where there's no kedayis b'chdei, achila prat. Both of the shisha we're not going to discuss now. We already finished talking about that in the second part. It'll come up incidentally. But it's just two cases, limited to two cases. Where there is kedayis b'chdei, achila prat, and then where there is not kedayis b'chdei, achila prat. We have to analyze it from three vantage points. One, is there Koretz? Two, is there Malchus for Achila? And three, is there Bayro by Yamatze? Let's analyze each of those cases. And furthermore, we have to discuss Min B'mino and Min B'she'eno Mino. Now, at first glance, that last statement isn't correct. I want to explain to you why that's correct and why maybe it's going to come out of the woodwork. Why that last name is apparently incorrect? This is the same I said 2 minutes ago. I said, let's go again. We're going to discuss if it's Yesh the Dice Mechanism, it's become an old Bubble Baroque, for sure. For sure, Bubble Baroque. So we're saying one case where there is a Dice Mechanism practice, it's more than one, six, eight, ninth, or 12, depends how you would define those as two stylists. And when there's no Dice Mechanism practice, and when it's got whether it's Kares, whether it's Malchus, Anachila, or whether it's Bayrava, fine. So in the end, I threw in a line. Because Min B'mino and Min B'she'eno Mino. That first, that line should be wrong. Why should it be wrong? Why should that line be wrong? Why should that line be wrong? Come on, why should it be wrong? I care, that's on the level of the Rabbanim. But I'm just discussing on the level of the Rabbanim at the moment. Why should it be wrong on the level of the Rabbanim? Come on,
is it
deeper
or not?
What? So say what? What the why? Because what expression? But the what? Wrong. But I just said now it's wrong. I just said now we have to analyze a circumstance of Gazashmith, the Achilles Press, not with the Achilles Press, with respect to Balyuro and Malchus and Kores. Whether it's Mino, Mimishaino Mino, at first glance that statement is completely erroneous. We should only spend time analyzing the Mimishaino Mino. the top ki'ika, the whole shebang, which impacts on the level of Doraisa. But if it's Mindra Mina, we should end the discussion with two words. Two words are? Bottle Baro. End the discussion. Bottle Baro. Finish. That's how everybody holds.
What about Lachola?
What?
What about Lachola?
What about
it? We're only discussing now Lachola. The whole discussion is Lachola. Okay? We're going to do a separate part, but we're not discussing that over here.
Everybody holds that way. Both of us are all nothing to talk about. Except. We will put on the Marmakomas, not today, not tomorrow, the next day, a very enigmatic Rambam about the Ruvus Chomets. So hard to understand. It's such an enigma. We don't really understand it. There are two explanations of it. But one of the explanations, the Mekemes HaMishnah, which are Chaim, like, that's what my Rebbe told me, thinks the unthinkable. And maybe is what to talk about, even in the case of Nindamino. And maybe one of the Pesukim, which we'll see in the Sugya, who comes as a Chiddush Nifla Menorah, the oldest one to the Rambam. That even though it's Min Vimino, and all other mysterious Torahs, Bottle Baro, but not on Chomet to Pesach. That's a coming attraction, shall I say. So this is tomorrow, we'll go back to Duksha.
You think that? No, as a matter of fact.
Can you share with us the entire information?
Not yet. Those are too sensitive. Whatever it is.
Something you can't eat anyway.
Okay.
Just one thing. Don't eat any of the restaurants around my
morning. Gentlemen, we are in the sugya of Chomets Nukshe. We have some guests, I'm told, who are visiting us. And there's some other people who may not be exactly up to date either. We'll try to get a review. We'll give the credit to the guests. You know, it's like the Gemara has a question. Oreach tov ma'o makol ma'ashal balabayis lo'asa lo'tara ela bishvili. Did it for me. And then he says he only did it for himself. So the same thing applies over here. What is Chomets Nukshe? That's really the essence of the question. Before we get to what the din of Chomets Nukshe is, what is Chomets Nukshe? Where is the word Nukshe found? From a shas. It's not found anywhere in Mishnayos. David, you want to try that? Do you have one just for Mishnayos? Not found in the Mishnayos. It's found in the Gemara. The Gemara, being enough, Mem Gimel Amalal, the Sech of Sochem says, Nukshe Be'enei. Rabot, this is an important review. Everyone should pay careful attention. What does Nukshe Be'enei mean? The word Be'enei comes to the exclusion of Tarobas, which we'll be discussing at length. Although I don't think we'll get there today. The next topic. Be'enei means it's in its pure form. It's not mixed in with anything else. But it's not complete chomet, it's called chomet nuksha. What does nuksha mean? The Rashi says chomet ra, bad. What does the word chomet nuksha mean? So we find the expression chomet nuksha in two separate contexts, and that's what's critical. One context is our Mishnah, which describes three potions used by artisans. Zoman shel taboim, something which painters use, amel and shel tabok, which butchers use, the kol shel sofer, that which sofer, a scribe uses. What exactly are these things? I couldn't tell you. I'm not sure what the English translation says. There's certain kinds of objects which they're using for their respective trades. What's the bottom line of all these things? What is it? Well, generally, accepted consensus, as Rashi says, it's ena royal achilu. The Rashi says, a few times Rashi repeats again and again, ena royal achilu. So the Gemara says, man tana, come on, chazir no, man tana, the chomet, dogon, gomet, etarubis, v'nukshe be'enei, belav, the last word in the Mishnah, v'hare elu v'azhara, v'ein v'amishim korex. That everything, the first word is elu over mepetah, and the last word is hare elu, again the word elu, the Azhara of Ein Bemishim Karim. What does the word Azhara mean? A lav. Who was the Tana that these things have a lav? Harubas and Nukshe. Omer Rav Yudah Omer Rav Rav Meir. Rav Meir, please. Rav Meir is the Tana who maintains that these objects have a lav. How do you know? The Tanya, and the Gemara now quotes a Bryce.
The b'raisa is so problematic, it's racked through me, and they were serious. The whole b'raisa is 6 words, no?
7 words.
It's theory, sorry. The nose of the kalbo, the hopeful about boim. 6 words. Each word contradicts the next. The three phrases, each one contradicts the other one. Seer, what is seer? Before you start, what is seer? What is seer? I both know who knows what seer is. Okay, well, it's a machlok with the details of what seer is. What stage exactly is it? It's nuksha, but what else? Well, how would you call seer? Give me a two-word description. Okay, an incomplete chimut, not yet chumut, it's on the way. The Gemara in Mishnah Memchesim and Beis describes the chimut process. It starts first, a little, what do you call it? Little cracks and crevices in the dough. Remember that? Actually, before that even, what happens? It turns white, it changes color, then there's certain little cracks, then the cracks form a grid. There are many cracks. Okay, those are the three stages. We had it on the board if you recall last week. So whatever, seer is one of those earlier stages. Stage one or stage two, what's the stuff of Machlokes or Rabbi Yehuda on the Menchesim and Beis. But whatever it is, seer is an initial stage which in effect is incipient chametz. Before the chametz and the chametz will exist, the chametz has not chametz gar yet. It's called seer. Remember, don't call it what? No. Sa'ar. Oh. A little yud that gets lost. It makes a big difference. What is sa'ar about that?
Sourdough.
Right? We call it yeast. What it really means is it's something which can make something else chametz. Right? We'll get to discuss sa'ar at length later. What kind of status that has. Now we're discussing seer. So seer yisare. Seer, which means, as Rashi gives a beautiful description in four words, shalom is chametz called sarko. It was not complete chametz. Yisare, it's to be burned. To be burned implies it's prohibited, right? But no, it's not the kalbo. What does the kalbo imply? You give it to your dog, and it means it's not prohibited. Right away, it's seer. The awful of the arbon goes back to the beginning, which is what? Prohibited. So everything, the first 2 words and the last 2 words are great. It's the middle 2 words that go against. What's hagufa kash? What jumps? Amrit seer yisarev al maser ba'ano. Right? The first 2 words apply to yisarev. Hadar ton even also let's say kal ba'am amutar ba'ano. So right away, this is seer minei ube. So the Gemara goes into the details. Different stages. Hachikama. Seer yisarev means there are meir, there are meir, there are yud, there are yud. Each one's a version of seer. Kod rabbi meir, what is seer? Seer is a chsif upon of it, it's turned white. The earliest stage, it's burned. The Rabbi Yehuda, where it's what? It's cracks, kind of hagavim. That's burned. Vinos, let's say, Kalba refers to a different object. What does it refer to? The Rabbi Meir, the Rabbi Yehuda. How do we describe?
Matzah.
Exactly. Matzah. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Rabbi Meir's version of seer is simply matzah. Nothing happened yet. So, Ochel of our boy, what does that mean? I saw on the back of the Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says what? That in fact there is Malchus on seer. So there's Malchus on Chomets Nuksha. Shamir Meir, Rabbi Meir, Nuksha Veina Balav. Stop. I don't want to go any further because I'm going to have the what's more Chomer, what's more Kalsh, Nuksha Tarubas. Well, that's not our concern for right now. It's a long sugya. Stop right over here. So the Gemara says Rabbi Meir is the one who says that there's Malchus on Lav on Chomets Nuksha. Now, there's an obvious problem in the Gemara. It's such an obvious problem discussed by all the Mepharshim that the Gemara seems to be discussing two completely different types of Chametz Nuksha, which only share a name. What are the two types of Chametz Nuksha? On the one hand, you have Nuksha Al Mishnah, which is Chametz Bat, it's what? Ein Aroral Achila. On the other hand, you have the Nuksha on the Memchesim and Beis, which what does that seem to be? It's an incomplete Chametz. How can you make a comparison between these two cases? That's the question that troubles the mind of all the Mepharshim. Oh. Everyone talks about this kashya. It's an obvious kashya. It stares you right in the face. So I would like to review my teretz. I have my own original, not original teretz. No, I haven't seen my teretz anywhere. I've seen a lot of teretz in this, and everyone's discussing this question. And my opinion is as follows. Rashi already, there are two approaches. Rav and Rashi. Rabbeinu Chanan says only one kind of Chametz Nuksha. That's it. And if you saw one of them, Aaron McClain would think it's the exact same approach. I wanted to see it shows on an Akron from this century. You could figure out that I didn't even have Rabbeinu Chanan. But he figured exactly the same approach. Who's that? What did Rav say? We saw the Rav.
The Rock said that what is chametz nukshe? Only one definition. Nukshe is eino chametz gomer. That's the only definition. Not only enough, memches is not the definition. By seer, it's quite clear that's the definition. But over here in our Mishnah, that's also the definition. Rabbeinu Chananel. It sounds like in our Mishnah, it's eino royal achila. Rashi says, beferish eino royal achila. Comes along the man named what? Say the call. Come on, not to make throw on the board. I can guess pretty easily. Who? Chazanish. Karela. The Chazanish. And he says that there's no sense. You're right also. We're also right. We'll count to the details later. He says, no. Everyone has to agree that Chometz Nukshe is Royal Achila. The Rabbi Nachananel says, so I don't think he had it printed in his day. But he even reinterprets Rashi. This classic Chazanish. He reinterprets. He cannot accept it at face value. It's impossible, Chazanish, to say that Chometz Nukshe is Eino Royal Achila in the literal sense of Eino Royal Achila. You have a principle of Eino Royal Achila in Kol Macholas Asuris. Eino Royal Achila is Mutter. Chometz is no exception to that rule. Don't interpret it literally. Eino Royal Achila means it's an incomplete chibbutz. What's the connection between Eino Royal Achila and incomplete chibbutz? It seems to be two unrelated topics completely. One having nothing at all to do with one another, but the other. Where's anyone have the chazan issue? Was taken out? Does anyone put it back? Take it out, gotta put it back. You have it? No? I just want to read you his expression. Here? No? We'll read it a little bit later. We'll see the precise expression later. Here's how the Chazanish of the thing. However, you know, I was brought up, we do reinterpret from time to time, yes we do, but not always. We try a first line of defense to interpret in a straightforward way, literal way. And Rashi's Eino Royal Achila, it sounds like it means Eino Royal Achila. If that's the case, so you have a big problem. One problem you have is Eino Royal Achila, why should it be awesome? Oh, so now we can say that's exactly the Xeris HaKosuf of the Deraisa, or the Xeris HaZav of the Rabbana, of Nukshe, that Chometz is different than all other Yisroel, as a matter of fact. So that kasha is not so overwhelming. But what do you think with the comparison between this in the case of Seir? Simply the answer given by Rashi himself. When Rashi, Tok Kedei Dibur, has both phrases. What did Rashi say over here? Those who want to look it up, we either never saw it or want to see it again. It's Rashi right by the Bach's Aleph. Everyone see the Bach? Has a little Hagor there? Right next to that Hagor, the Rashi says as follows. It's going, Seer the Nukshahu. The line begins with the word the Nukshu. You see it there? De Eino Royal Achila, Horel Vehech Mitzas Velo Goma. So Rashi says that indeed the nature of seer is that it ain't a royal achila. If it ain't a royal achila, it fits exactly with our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is ain't a royal achila, which at first level we're going to learn it in a literal way. Literally ain't a royal achila. It passes the threshold, which would make other macholas asuris het gomer. It's midaraisa, maybe even midarabana. We'll see. But in the Chometz it does there anyway. Is an Indian of lo hechmet, lo goma chimutza? No! So I read the Rashi, and look carefully, this Rashi can own in a sense even more compelling than the other one. Because he mentions both factors, and he tells us what's the eager, the critical factor, and what's the background factor. Well, which is which in Rashi? How do you read it? Which is which? No, look inside again. Dein oroi lachilo, hoel vehechmet tas lo goma. Which is the main factor? Which is the main factor, and which is the background factor? You know, you have your sentence. You know, when you ever learn grammar, you have the main, not the word clause, the right words, the main clause and the modifying clause. So which is the main clause or not? Correct, man knows grammar. Eino Royal Achila is the main clause. And you know, today is, I don't know what today is. Monday, since yesterday was Sunday. I don't know how to say that. So, I don't know how you make your statement. The boy is tall because he ate Wheaties. All right? So what's the main phrase? That the boy is tall. The whole world, because since he ate Wheaties, he became tall. Tell me over here, what is that Rashi saying over here? Rashi says Zain or royal afkin, that's the main phrase. Ho, the echmet stat, below gomar. That's the modifying phrase. So the Aniyah Zaydin is the right against Chazanish. Chazanish is exactly the opposite of this. He says, no, Rashi doesn't mean Enaroi, can't be Enaroi. What the real defining, which one is it? Anyone remember which one of them? Here it is. Rashi to the Chazanishim and Kuf Tezayin should cut and dalad. Hey, that Kavanish and Nisko Me'achilat Olam. No, I don't believe it. Not true. So what's the real truth? What's the real truth? Because the real truth is as follows. It's Nechay Adei Adchak. V'hod Yein Gom Mishim Chimutz Gomam, Chomutz Gomam. De'ein Chimutzo V'tzuras HaChimutz HaRoi. It's not a proper form, it's an incomplete or poor version, if you will, of the process which is known by the Halacha as Chimutz. Why? The kol shakemach misgavel b'tzura mekulkeles gamach chimutz mishune. Okay? When it doesn't come out right, it doesn't taste good, it's not a normal food, the chimutz process is also abnormal. Adkan chazanish. Lefi ani esbaiti, the words of Rashi seem to point in the opposite direction. According to chazanish, it should have said that what? The Ika said, he says, what? That the boy ate Wheaties. And then the second thing is that he's tall. No? Should say fakert. What should it have said? Should have said logoma lahachmi logoma. It's hechmet sat logoma lahachmet. Why? Because they're all achilah. That's how he's phrasing it. No? Maniyah's died is a simple pshat and rashi against chazanish. Maniyah's died. Oh, no, but what do you do with the prophet? The prophet's overwhelming now. How do you make a comparison between out of the case of our Mishnah, right, with the case of Memches, Kodchazes, we use it with Tuf Tam, like the Rabbeinu Chanal, the Rashi also had a Rabbeinu Chanal. Kodos, what's the answer? It's Tosh. The comparison is simple. Here's Enaroi Lachila, there's Enaroi Lachila. That's all. Here Enaroi, there Enaroi. That's the definition of Chometz Nuksha, according to which Tana, who we talking about here. Remember the name? Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is the one who says you get Malchus from Chometz Nuksha. Chometz Nuksha, what is it? It's chometz which is in a royal achila, and chometz and anything else had it been the vela shen a royal achila, it would be mutter, correct? The vela shen a royal agar. From its chometz shen a royal achila, really it should have been mutter also, but it comes a special law and tells you, no, there's an exception to the rule. It's an exception to the rule. And the exception to the rule is what? Even though it's in a royal achila, it's chometz nukshin. What's chometz nukshin? It's no chores. No, it's not real chometz, but you get a law anyway. That's the comparison between Daf Mem Gimel and Daf Mem Chet. Yes. Kohen Dachat is only one kind of Chometz Nukshe in the world. One. That one is incomplete or unusual or some different form of Chometz. No. Our Mishnah is talking about inedible product, correct? But it's not completely inedible. No. He claims if it's completely inedible, if it's ain't a royal achila at all, it would be Hetagam is all right. It's used by, can imagine, by a painter, I can't believe it. It's used by a painter and a butcher and what else we say? And a cipher. And then we know what these people use. And then that's considered somehow to be edible. It's edible. It's Ideatchak. Not as delicious as it says pizza. All right? But it's edible. And as a result, an individual who eat it, it's considered as doing a ma'is achila, normal achila, they are chak, true, they are chak. And therefore, according to Meir, what's it in? What's it in? No, help, what's it in? You're over belah. And this is comparable to seer, right, which is an incomplete chimutz. Here's an incomplete chimutz. Why, but here's a complete chimutz. We're saying, no, because if he has that phrase, I'll repeat to you one more time. He says, why the Nechamot Gama? The Ein Chimutzo B'tzura Sachimutz Haroi. The Kol Shakemach Mizgavo B'tzura Mekul Kelas Gamachimutz Mishunen. It sounds almost like metaphysics. I don't know if the our chemist is not here today. If it's not a perfectly edible food, it's not, it's only Nechal Adei Adchak, and it's not meant for food, so then it's not the pshat like I would have said it, the plain balabos, without knowing anything about science. I would have said, it's the same leavening process.
except the leaven made it to pizza. They made it into some thing which a painter uses. But the leavening process itself is identical with the enzymes and with the chemistry and with whatever goes into it, etc. And he says, no, if it's not made for a food, the chemist itself is mature. I'm not one to argue on the facts. I can only argue with the how you read Rashi. I don't read Rashi the way Chazal read it. I don't see how I can possibly read it that way. You know, Rabbeinu Chananel, that's right, that's what we said from the beginning. Oh, but that's the question. It's one way I'm going to get very important questions. But Rashi agrees. There could be a chametz nuksha, which is delicious. It's a million-dollar industry. What is it? Egg matzah. May Paris. Rashi says himself, Rashi HaKodesh, Rashi himself is the one who says this. That May Paris is chametz nuksha. And they're delicious. You can't say that the only definition of what of chametz nuksha is inedible. And that's common to both our mission and that seer. That you can say, you can get away with it. But you stop there. What do you do with the May Paris story? It bothers me very much. Because, you know, I like this idea of unifying principles. That's my Rebbe used to always teach. Try to make it, it should be one. It should all be one. For the Chazon Ish, he also has one with the Rabbeinu Chananel. But we're going to be stuck here. Sure, it's Tzvei Dinim. But not Tzvei Dinim. It is something else. And then within one din, you get to analyze the two component parts, but not the two completely different halachas, which happen to share a name. That's the Rav never liked that kind of stuff. So what's happening over here has to be something unifying them. So the answer, I think, is like this. We said it's the Machlokas HaTanoim. That's how we answer. The Machlokas HaTanoim. Which Tanoim? Who Tanoim? Well, we find that Rabbi Meir holds that you get Malkus, Asara, for chametz nuksha. That indicates you consider it to be real chametz. If you consider it to be real chametz, then we assume the definition is it's chametz, yes, but it's enerol achila. The pasuk teaches us that even though enerol achila is mutter and all other, macholas asuras and chametz atas, as chametz nuksha belav, b'malkus, fine. That's a merit opinion. And if a seer and our mishnah membeis, the three artisans' objects, share that common characteristic. However, Rabosai, there's a different understanding of chametz nuksha, which the Gemara expresses uses a very interesting expression in of all places the Sefer Chulin. Come on, we're going down fundamentals. Remember, there's a Tanakh called Rabbi Yehuda, and the Gemara also according to Rabbi Yehuda, v'ha'ochlo potter. The Mishnah and Chesed is serious. V'ha'ochlo potter. Why potter? Why potter? Not sure. What if two reasons? Either suffix. So he's not sure. If he's not sure, then that doesn't mean anything. He's not sure one way or the other. That's not an independent cheetah. But the Gemara, another shot within Rabbi Yehuda. What's that called? Beria, base, reish, yud, hey. What does a beria mean? A beria bifnei atzmo, we call it, and we want to be more elaborate in our phraseology. And the Gemara, two other examples. Remember those two examples I gave you? It's between a tor and a benyona. I think it's Cedric. You can bring, oh, we read it on Shabbos, no? If I'm not mistaken. Is it the very beginning? Right. What do you bring? Yeah, no, it's kind of mincha. We didn't read it. How's the pasuk go? Yeah, I'm not mistaken. We just read it. Look, who stay sorim? Oh, shnei b'nei ono echad la'olav echad l'chatos. Now, didn't we just read it on Shabbos? In Tazria, right? After Shabbos mincha. What does it say? Maybe Yotzei the Korma that way. Maybe not. What else is there?